Hey everyone, welcome to Tom's Tips Podcast, your place for obscure movie references, cat facts, and everything Mag Hub related. And now your host, Mag Hub Product Manager, Tom Bellin.
Hello everyone, and welcome to Mag Hub 7.5 Release Podcast. I'm your host, Tom Bellin, Product Manager for MagUp, here with Zach Gilbert, Marketing Director. Zach, how are you doing today?
I'm good.
Fantastic. So we're here to talk again about the 7.5 release, and we're in love with this release because love is in the air because it's almost Valentine's Day. Mm-hmm. Isn't that very exciting? Zach, do you have anything exciting plans for Valentine's Day?
So we already celebrate Valentine's Day because we do that type of stuff and we can't keep secrets from each other. So my fiance bought me a huge Lego set because we're nerds too, and she got some jewelry. So that's my Valentine's Day plans.
So what is a definite? What is a huge Lego set?
It's pretty. So I think this one is actually. So anyone that doesn't know, one of our developers here and I have a close relationship built on Legos, and we both have built the world's largest Lego set for sale, which is the Millennium Falcon. Just so you know. And this is, it's called Ninjago City, and it's about 5,000 pieces. So it's about 3,000 less than Millennium Falcon.
So I saw part of that movie. Mm-hmm. I know there's a Lego movie, Ninjago.
Yeah.
Don't know much about the history of that, but saw it the other day.
Mm-hmm.
So that's cool.
Yeah. Awesome.
Well, anyway, I mean, you do it early.
Yep.
For that reason. We often don't celebrate Valentine's Day on Valentine's Day, mainly because two reasons. One, my wife works evenings. A lot of times she works on Valentine's evening, so we don't do it that way. The other reason is I kind of hate going out on Valentine's Day.
Sure.
For a couple reasons is I used to work as a waiter on Valentine's Day. It was terrible because you have all these people who never go out to eat and they go out and they don't tip. And usually as a kind of a foodie, restaurants also have kind of the Valentine's Day menu,
sure,
which is limiting. And I also think they're just getting rid of food that's about to go bad as well. But it also is this year not going out because my wife's working that night. But in this office, we're actually doing a Whole 30. So Zach conned me into doing this. Or maybe it was Jeremy. I don't know. Conned us into this. So we're on this Whole 30 thing, which basically means we can't eat food that people enjoy. I think that's the basic rule. But no, not really. But, you know, you can't eat, you know, very specific on what you can eat. So it's hard to go out to eat without having to be that person at the restaurant who's like, excuse me, what are things cooked in? Because if it cooks in something, then the whole thing's ruined and your body shuts down or something like that. So I don't know if there's any Whole 30 restaurants or if you're doing any going, what do you do when you go out?
So, so there's a couple of comments on that. First, we are in Ann Arbor, Michigan. So, I mean, the easiest place to do Whole 30 would be a place like Ann Arbor, Michigan, where there's a lot of restaurants and health food stores everywhere you can walk to. So I don't think it's really that bad. Cooking food, though, is kind of a pain. I mean, honestly, I'm kind of an old-fashioned person anyway, so I have steak, egg, and potatoes every morning, which is all Whole 30 approved. So I don't find it that hard as much as everybody else seems to complain about it. So
yeah, you know, I noticed a little disdain when you mentioned we're in Ann Arbor. I think it was some anger towards the Ann Arbor and resentment, which I can understand. But you know, one thing we don't have resentment or anger towards, the 7.5 release.
Woo!
Look at that transition, another top-of-the-line transition. So for this one, which we're also in love with coming out one day before Valentine's Day, a lot of exciting things in this release. The bigger parts is obviously we've been rolling out the new orders beta. Kind of the first rollout was a lot of kind of interface and some process stuff, not a lot of different functionality. We're getting good feedback on that. Again, there's some things in the interface and the workflow we want to tweak. But again, one of the big reasons why we went through this was so we could add additional features that people were requesting for a long time, which, you know, when you have a old house, an old foundation, it's hard to build things on top of that. So going back, this gave us a lot of flexibility to do some new exciting things. So in this release, with permissions, people are going to be able to add 100% items or line items to orders that are 100%, which has been something people have wanted for a while. We've added the ability to do what we call ad hoc grouping, which allows you to take whichever line items you want on an order, group them together, name it. Maybe you want to call it like a media campaign or 2019, something like that. Group the print, digital, call it that. You can, again, hide some of that pricing so you can only show, you know, a total price and say if you're selling kind of more packagey type items. You can have a new display on contract templates where it can all show nicely together, digital, print, and services in one box table, and then even set it to invoice it together. So really kind of streamline that. You can also do things now in terms of marking some items on the order to be required prepay. So if you want your advertisers, customers to pay for, you know, the first ad in a run cycle, mark that item. When they approve it through Client Center, they can then just put in their credit card. That'll be invoiced and paid right during the order approval process. And we've now, again, re-added installments to this version of beta orders because it wasn't on the first part. So now you have installments on that side too. So a lot of exciting things with the orders. Again, we have some other cool features that we're working on now in this month. And then that's going to lead to March when we really kind of cut the tie, if you will. And everything will be going through new beta orders. And we'll just have a link back to old orders. So a couple months to go. We really like the progress. But that's not the only thing in this release. As we did announce last month about our forum and selling tickets. So the being able to do promo codes to the e-commerce side was helpful for us. We've added that. So that's in there. We've also made some changes to how our artwork reminder email templates go. I mean, this was one of the items that we got from our last year's forum was a lot of people wanted more templates for sending artwork reminders. So now you can do that with being able to kind of duplicate a template, create it. So you can have multiple things in your dropdowns for production report and missing ads report. And there's also a couple of tags added specifically for digital reminders where you can add the start date, end date to a digital artwork reminder. And now with our digital offset date on digital ad sizes, you can even do more with that to, you know, if you have different sizes that have different requirements. And there's also new ad specifications field on ad sizes. So each one of your templates can be even more individualized, knowing if, you know, your requirements for this type of ad are different than the other. It's going to really just help to make the artwork reminding process a lot more geared towards, you know, specific ad types. So that's been in this release. We've also made some changes right now in the back into the page layout page, and that's actually leading to some exciting things we're doing with our InDesign work. So, you know, we've had the InDesign plugin for a while. We got a lot of good feedback on that. Being able to bulk upload PDFs was one that we're working on. Being able to have a better sync between InDesign and our systems to doing things like some auto placement. So one of the things with the page layout that we updated to allow you to change ad types is that kind of leads to what we're going to hopefully be exciting releasing here by the end of February, March, is our InDesign plugin version 2.0 with Creative Cloud 2019 supported and some better links between the two. And then also some other items. I think one of the other things that got in towards the late was updated one of our reports, the sales rep goal metrics report, to actually now better filtering for service goals too. So there's a lot of other things in this release. It's actually a very exciting release for some of the changes that we've made. A lot of big changes with the orders. I think over a total of 70 or so tickets on it. So, and we're still working on it right now. So overall, very, very exciting release so far. So Jack, I don't know if you've had anything. Well, I'm assuming the promo code was the most exciting thing in this release because you used it.
It's true. Yeah, the promo code is good. So everybody listening, make sure that you use promo code WINNERWINNER when checking out for the forum. You get 20% off your tickets. It's only going to go on until February 28th. I do believe this is the only discount that we are launching for this forum. So if you don't get it before then, you're not going to save any money. So I think that was my biggest thing.
Oh, man.
I know.
I'm not going to save any money.
No.
That's crazy. Anything else exciting that you want to talk about with the forum? I mean, that we have coming up? I guess we're working on finalizing the agenda for that.
So that's finalized, actually. Okay. So if you guys actually go to our MagHub website and go down to the footer where it says the fall forum, or click on pretty much any link that I've had in social media posts for the next 2 weeks, you actually go to our new website that actually has the fall forum agenda. It goes from Monday through Thursday. It talks about everything you could possibly need to know, where we're going to be, what's included, who's doing what topics. There's actually a brief description on every single topic because a lot of people wanted that early. So we're doing it, 6-7 months early this year. So
a little bit earlier.
We are definitely earlier this year than we were last year. So check it out for the agenda. I'm also sending it as an email to every one of our clients. So you'll see it shortly.
All right. That's exciting. Part of that was stalling because I just realized I have to give a movie trivia.
Yeah.
And I didn't really prepare one. So now we're going to go off the cuff here. As I was watching, I saw this the other day. I was on TV. And I actually saw this when I was not living in this city. So it'll make two part. But there's a movie, He's Just Not That Into You. Mm-hmm. And that was actually, so this is a bit personal history and movie trivia is, you know, again, you can answer this if you tweet us at MagHub with the answer, you can get the prize. But you can say, what city was that movie based in? Which is also where I used to live for a while, period of time. And then, again, what two famous actors in that, their relationship, were they going back and forth on whether or not to be married? You know, it was written this time of love and marriage and all that stuff. So there are two very famous actors, and their relationship was contingent on one wanting to get married and the other one didn't, and how that goes. So answer either one. Again, kind of that love story. I was forced to see that movie probably around Valentine's Day with my wife. So that's the trivia question.
Well, a cat fact.
Yeah, see, I know you're going to throw the cat fact at me in that case. So, okay, so here's the cat fact. It's kind of a trivia thing, too. Just throw it out there. I was watching Netflix this weekend. I was watching Russian Dolls, that movie. What is the name of the cat that the main person is trying to find in that movie? And I realized this needs to be a fact, not a question. So the cat's name is Oatmeal. That's all. So if anyone's interested, it's an interesting show so far. It's kind of like a Groundhog Day-ish type of thing where this person is reliving the same birthday over and over again. And she keeps dying. It's not really a major spoiler alert because it's the first episode. It's known that that's what's happening. And anyway, one of the first scenes is where she first dies is when she goes to try and find her cat, runs across the street, dies in that situation. The cat's name is Oatmeal.
Isn't that a movie, too, that's coming out? The exact same thing where a girl keeps dying over and over? And
well, there was my death day, birthday day, but that was like a few years ago where she kept dying on her birthday.
There's like another movie. I see it all over Twitter now where this woman is
you mean
dying
over people are being copycats?
Yeah. Like,
nice. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I mean at the end of the day, unlike MagHub with all of our original new features that we do all the time, Hollywood just reduces the same thing over and over and over and over and over again. So, you know, we're ahead of the game in that case.
All right, so that'll end up today's episode of Tom's Tips Podcast. So thank you, everybody, for joining us today.
Thank you very much, and have a lovely Valentine's Day.